Today, with the help of the website morningamerica.org, we remember and honor the life of Luisa Million from Elizabeth, New Jersey, passed away from the coronavirus at the age of 88. Million was capable for most of her life. She immigrated to the U.S. from Cuba, worked a cleaning job at Newark Liberty International Airport. Her family arranged for her to live at Elizabeth Nursing and Rehabilitation Center after she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and suffered a fall. Family would alternate visits to see Million, so she never went a day without a visit. Then along came the coronavirus, and those visits had to come to an end. After repeatedly trying to reach someone at the Elizabeth Nursing and Rehabilitation Center by phone to talk to Ms. Million, her granddaughter decided to pay a visit to the facility, even though at the time in-person visits with family members were not being allowed. Once there, family said a female attendant told them, Million was given medication for her pain in her leg and had put her to sleep. The staff refused to wake her up. That was March 26th of last year. Next day, Million's family says she was admitted to Trinitas Regional Medical Center with a fever, pneumonia, and a urinary tract infection. She tested positive 2 days later for COVID-19. And later that night, Ms. Million passed away. The casket had to remain closed at the funeral home. Only one person at a time could pay the respects. There was no wake. There was no service. You know, for those who are dismissive, or even to this day in denial about the coronavirus, who think that shouting Kung Flu is a really funny joke, you truly are a cancer to the spirit of these strong families who had to confront all this, wind up with a heavier heart than I think we were ever meant to carry. If you want to pay tribute, preserve the life story of a person in your life who was taken so unjustly by this virus. That's why morningamerica.org exists. It's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morningamerica.org. You can add their story. And spend some time reading the other stories, too, and remember these people because their lives had value and meaning. They should not be just a number on the screen of a cable news channel.